Bezrat Hashem, Edvar Torah for Shabbat, Parashat Bo. In this week's parasha, the Jewish nation is freed from Egypt. Everybody started to prepare. They're about to leave Mitzrayim. But Hashem says they don't have enough merit to leave Mitzrayim. So what's going to happen now? Hashem is going to have to give them at least two mitzvot so they should be able to go out of Mitzrayim. During many years, the Jewish people didn't circumcise themselves. This is one of the things that caused them to impurify themselves, and certain even became pagans. So what happened was, Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if they won't circumcise themselves, they won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And if they don't eat Korban Pesach, they won't be able to be freed. So first of all, let's circumcise everybody. Imagine, 3 million people coming out, so you have men, ladies and children. If we, let's say, take 30%, so those 1 million men circumcising in one single day. So the Midrash is telling us, Moshe was cutting the Orla, and Aaron and Yoshua were doing the Peri'ah. And then they were going from one house to the other till everybody got circumcised the same day. This is one. Number two, mitzvah number two. They had to slaughter the Korban Pesach. They had to take a lamb and slaughter it. And then they had to take the two bloods, mix them together, and Hashem is giving an order to Moshe Rabbeinu. The two mixed bloods should be put on mezuzot, on the two sides of a post door and on top of the post door. Now, what's going to happen is there's a discussion between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Yossi. Where did they put the blood? They put it outside the door, on the post from the outside, like where we put the mezuzah, or they put it inside the door? So Rabbi Yossi says they put it inside the door. And Rabbi Ishmael says, no, they put it outside the door, so the angel, the destructive angel, when they passed, they could see it. Then comes the Zohar, which is a third opinion. He says not only did they colored the doorposts, but they wrote the name of Hashem, Shaddai, the name that appears in mezuzah. We always try to make sure when we buy a mezuzah and when we roll the mezuzah from the end to beginning, in the back of a mezuzah, there's a name of Hashem. This name is called Shaddai. According to the Zohar, when a bad angel wants to come into a house, or anything bad wants to come into a house, when they see this name, they're so scared, they run away, and they have no access to come into the house. That's why it's important always that this name should be towards outside. So it depends also what color of a case you buy. If you buy a transparent case, for sure, you're going to see the Shaddai, but you have to roll it in a way that you can be able to see it. But if you buy an opaque case, which is not seen from outside, so that's why you always see they put a shin, the letter shin, on the outside to tell you that is as if the Shaddai is right there. Coming back to our subject, according to the Zohar, they had to write Shaddai, and they had to write it inside or outside, we don't know. But let's see now, how is it possible to write the name Shaddai on the doorpost? There's a problem with that. The halacha says, if you live in a house, and Baruch Hashem, on every doorpost you have a mezuzah, and after you decide to move from this house, you sold the house, or you just rented and you moved to another place, there's a Jewish couple that moves into the house, or a single, doesn't make a difference. A Jewish person moves into the house, you're not allowed to take the mezuzot with you. You must leave the mezuzot. And if you take the mezuzot, you're putting yourself and your family in big danger. So you must leave the mezuzot. Let's say you bought very expensive mezuzot. What do? In this case, you have to negotiate with the next person coming after you. You have to tell them, listen, you have to pay me at least half of the money. Or listen, I can get you different mezuzot, cheaper, right? And I'll take those ones back. There's always ways to go around it. But as a general rule, you must leave the mezuzot in the house. You cannot take them if a Jew comes right after you. Let's say a goy moves after you, right? What happens then? Then you must take off the mezuzot and take them with you. You're not going to leave a mezuzah for a goy, right? There's a name of Hashem. 21 times name of Hashem in the mezuzah. You're going to leave it to a goy, chas v'shalom. You take them off with you. So coming back to our story where Bnei Israel had to, with the blood, according to the Zohar, write the name of Shaddai on the doorpost.
How can you write it after the next day they would leave Egypt? Who would move into those houses? The Egyptians, where their house were destroyed already, and they'll move to those houses. How can you leave the name of Hashem on a doorpost when a goy moves in inside? This question was asked by the Ma'aril Midiskin. And the Ma'aril Diskin answered the following answer, a genius answer. He was a genius, and he said a genius answer. He said, really, we can make and combine all the three opinions in one. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. How do you do that? He says, they wrote the name Shaddai. But where did they write it? They wrote it from the inside of the house, like Rabbi Yossi says. But they wrote it backwards. Like when you make a stamp, all the letters in the stamp go backwards. Only when you stamp it on a paper, then you see the letters straight. You see them the right way. So what happens is, they wrote Shaddai the opposite way. Now, from the outside, the doorpost became clear by miracle, and you were able to see the Shaddai in the right way, from right to left, like we write in Hebrew. So what happens now is, when the bad angels passed in Egypt and jumped over from one house to the house, they saw this name and they were not allowed to approach the Jewish houses. Now the next day, when they're going to leave, there was no problem of leaving this name on the doorpost. Why? Because this name was backwards. When the name of Hashem is backwards, it does not count as the name of Hashem. Now the doorpost returned to be normal. Right? You wouldn't be able to sit from the outside in the right way. So it's written only from the inside, written backwards, and then there's no problem to leave it as is. So then the Ma'aril Diskin took all the three opinions and made him to one. And those two bloods permitted the Jewish nation to leave Egypt and to become Bnei Chorim. Shabbat Shalom Umevorach.